The late musician Ravi Shankar became an ambassador for Indian classical music in the 1960s. He performed at Woodstock, collaborated with the Beatles, and introduced Western audiences to the sitar, the plucked Indian stringed instrument. For the last two decades of his life, Ravi Shankar was joined on stage by his most dedicated student, his daughter, Anushka Shankar.
I started learning classical Indian music under my father when I was about 7 years old. And by the time I was 14, I was on the road with him. By 18, I was touring solo. And what happened with all of that was it was just such a fast trajectory that in my early 20s, I felt slightly at odds with it, like I needed to step away for a minute. And that was really my first step towards, sounds cheesy, but sort of finding myself.
So in 2005, Anushka Shankar branched out. As an instrumentalist, she experimented with DJs, made an album of flamenco music, and collaborated with her half-sister, the singer Nora Jones.
The sun won't set. Not now, not yet.
But after more than a decade of modern interpretations, Anushka Shankar has returned to her father's classical training. Her new album is a collection of Indian ragas performed on the sitar. It's called Home.
I've been wanting to make this album Home for a long time, but as it's happened, I've made it now, just 2 years after my father passed away, who was my teacher and progressively a collaborator. So when we played together, it was so inherently easy, like we could just start and finish each other's ideas. And so in a way, it did sort of feel like a real focusing on him and a process of reconnecting with him through playing the music that I'd learned from him. In the booklet for my album, I've included a lovely essay that my father had written in the 60s as a sort of introduction to Indian classical music. But the thing I always like to say and that I like to tell people is to forget about that as well. Because I think sometimes when you speak about something like Indian classical music and ragas and all of that's new to people, it can be quite intimidating. In the same way that I have sometimes found opera and Wagner intimidating, one doesn't know where to begin sometimes. So I'm quite keen to just say, you know, just listen. And if one's curious and wants to know more, one can. But at the beginning, you can also just listen. The other thing I really feel is that it's a slow burn. You know, it's not a quick fix in a way. And if someone's used to the average 2.5 minute song on the radio, it can be hard to understand what's going on because at 2.5 minutes, we're just still playing the first notes and establishing things. So it's a good idea to give a classical Indian album or performance time. You know, give it the time to open up and play. And then it sort of seeps under your skin and it has a very profound impact as a result sometimes. People would assume my father had been asking me to make a record like this, but funnily enough, he hadn't. He's been really supportive of all the albums I've made in the last years, and I'm sure if he were alive he would feel particularly proud of this one. But I think he felt very confident, especially in the end, in the final years that we were performing together, I think he felt very confident in the way I was playing, that classical music was sort of safe in me, so to speak. I don't think he felt the need for me to have to do it in his time.
Anushka Shankar's new album of Indian classical music is called Home.